It's episode 70 of the Noise Cancelling Podcast. We have all had a collective 4 hours sleep in the last 3 days because we have just come off the prime day shift. Well, I say that. Who's here to start with?
I am Sherielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Laptop Mag.
I am Joe Lynch, the executive editor of Tech Radar.
And I am Gareth Beavis, global editor-in-chief of Tech Radar. And I say sort of because Gerald is a big old loser and skived off the first day of Prime Day.
I mean, we were anticipating a July Prime Day, right? And I was told not to take any holiday in July, and you did sign off my holiday in June, which also happened to be my birthday. So I think that's kind of a fair excuse, right?
Well, I see it as is a chance to learn and develop. And I've developed the idea that your birthday has to move to February, where I've decided is the most easy time.
No one can ever have holiday ever again.
That would be ridiculous. What a horrible place to work. You could have it all in February and at weekends. It's like absolutely clear. We're just blocking out from, you know, March until December, just in case from now on, because Amazon could literally put Prime Day any given day of the year and we'd have to try and work it out. How was your birthday, Gerald? Was it nice?
It was nice. I went to a vineyard in the Surrey Downs.
What kind of deals did they have there? Good deals?
They did have some good deals. If you wanted the whole range of Denby's wine, you could have got 6 bottles for £48. That's not a plug. Other wines do exist.
Are available. And Cherie, how are you doing?
I'm alive. I think our site kicked ass on the Prime Day front, but as usual, I worked the graveyard shift, but unusually, I got a migraine right after my shift ended, and I was just out for the count, because typically, after that, I'll be in and out during the day directing traffic, so I was a little annoyed. Well, I was more than a little annoyed that I couldn't do that.
You mean directing traffic, you mean on the site, right? Not just like next up traffic, please.
on the site.
So you guys are going to have to fill me in a bit, right? Because I did like the final stretch of Prime Day on Tuesday in the UK.
The glory
and,
stretch.
Like, kind of the glory stretch. It was an early shift.
Like that, what was that dog's name? The one that did like... This is really bad. Was it Togo or Oh, I can't remember the name of the dog that did the sleigh dog that took the serum.
Balto.
No, wasn't Balto the one that was the dog that took all the glory and did the last?
I know who you're thinking of. Air Bud.
No,
it's Balto. It was a whole cartoon and everything.
No, it wasn't that.
No, I know.
Yes, it was Togo. It was a film on Disney. I watched it the other day. Film about Disney Plus.
I think you're thinking of Beethoven.
Hooch.
Oh Lord.
No, Togo was the dog. So there's that run across the whole of America when it was in the freezing times, the whole of the top bit, Alaska, where there was that freezing run. They need to get the serum across. It was very early days, and the dog that did the most of it never got the credit. It was the one that just ran across the line that got all the thing. I think that was Balto, and that was the glory seeking dog, which is Gerald.
Well,
wow.
I do remember a time when I'd secured a high level interview for Tech Radar, and then at our annual publishing house.
This wasn't my fault. This was not my
fault. Our annual publishing house get together where everyone from the company is in attendance. Gareth claimed the high level interview subject.
How?
As his own in front of the. Because you didn't say it wasn't you.
I was sitting in the audience. What do you mean, stand up and go, wasn't me?
It was your silence was complacency. And I think, to be fair, you kind of enjoyed it.
I mean, I did enjoy it. I went like that, but I couldn't. There's no way I could dispute it when I was sitting in the audience watching someone say it on stage.
Well, no, you were actually on that stage as well, Gav.
No,
you...
I literally wasn't. I was in the crowd.
Gav, you were sat there with him.
No,
with Mark,
I remember seeing
with
it.
Mark talking through the successes of Tech Radar that year. What was the major success? I think it might have been mine, Gareth.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't that good, Gerald. Anyway, right, let's talk. This is one of the special podcasts where we have literally zero running order because we've had no time to prepare, no time to sleep, and we were just writing up all the deals during Prime Day. It's a weird one because obviously the reason we do this is because so many readers suddenly start, you know, we're all good websites in terms of we write about things people buy about. We have really powerful widgets that can tell you the best prices at any given point, which is really helpful. So therefore, at certain points during the year, the reader interest completely shifts towards, like, tell me what to buy. What's the best deal? I want to buy a pair of headphones. I want to buy a TV. I want to buy a laptop, etc. And so we will have to turn into deals finding gurus to tell you, this is the best one to buy. You should buy this. This is blah, blah, blah. It's weird, though, because Prime Day is like a mini Black Friday, but has the same kind of intensity, right, Sheree?
It is. It's the run up to Black Friday. Honestly, like
it's not the run up. We're in June. It is way too early. I can't run from now. I'll be knackered.
Well. What I mean run up is like it's a test run. Like if you can survive Prime Day, then you can survive Black Friday. So like I survived. Not as unscathed as I would have liked to, but I survived, and I'm ready for Prime Day when it rears its ugly head.
You mean Black Friday?
Yeah, whatever. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you say you just survived. You literally passed out, you said. So, I mean, like, that's a fun moment.
Would you guys say it was a good Prime Day?
No.
In terms of the deals? No?
No.
Prime Day for laptop, it's like, yeah, there will be definitely laptops for sale, but it's really about Amazon products and how many Echoes, Echo Shows, Fire tablets and Fire TVs can one person buy?
I have like an Echo in basically every room, but I did see a deal that they put together, which I was very close. It was two of the new fourth gen spherical Echo Dots.
The kickable ones.
Plus a smart plug for like £50. What's that like? $70, something like that.
Yeah. But basically, two were cheaper than normal, plus you got a free plug.
Yeah. And that to me was like, wow, okay. That is good. I didn't buy it because I've got loads of them, as Cherie says. But the fact of the matter was, I thought that was a pretty good deal.
Yeah, it's true. But like I said, it is mostly just people wanting to buy Amazon products, isn't it, for cheaper? Because if you do it. The thing is, if you buy an Echo and you're not like, I have to buy it for next week for some reason, and you don't buy it during Black Friday or Prime Day, there's something wrong with you because it's the only time to do it. But did you not feel like, Cherie, that the problem was there just weren't any like standout, that's going to be so good deals? I mean, like iPads were a bit cheaper and the AirPods were in their standard little discounty discount. But
I think one of our top stories, like there was a gaming chair on sale for $59. And I guess we were selling it like hotcakes because that thing was just blowing up in our traffic. I don't know. I can't speak to the quality of the chair because I just like, oh. I don't need to look at that because I have plenty of gaming chairs. I don't need another one just because it's only $60.
I guess we know this, right? Has Prime Day ever been good? There's a lot of hype around it. We obviously invest quite a lot of effort into it because we talk about the products, the Amazon products in particular, a lot in our everyday working lives, right? But like, has there ever been truly, truly mind-blowing Amazon Prime Day deals across the board? I beg to say no, really. Across how many years has it been now? Three, four?
No, 2015, so six.
Wow, okay. But yeah, there you go then.
Let's not forget, it's a holiday Amazon invented itself to get you to buy more things from Amazon. It's a very clever holiday. I say holiday, so we're not getting time off for it, unfortunately. But
holiday for me.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's surprisingly born at different times during the year. Clever, like it. Yeah, but I mean, like, really, it's a time to go and buy, like, dishwasher tablets. They did well. Some, you know, buy loads of toilet roll. Cheaper. You know, stuff you're going to buy anyway, but it's like a £5, $5 off.
It's very much a holiday for doomsday preppers. Like, when you need your toilet tissue, like, your coffee, ridiculously cheap clothes, maybe some beauty products, that's the time to get them.
Okay, so we are a tech podcast. Would you say it's not a tech event, then?
I mean, there are...
it's only a tech event.
there are deals on laptops and tablets and headphones. Like, I saw quite a couple of Beats Solos were, like, damn near half off, so that was pretty good. Some of the razor blades, the laptops, not the actual things you use to shave your face, had some pretty significant deals, as did Sony headphones, such as the WH-1000XM 3s. And
actually, the XM4s were on sale, weren't they? The WH.
I was about to say both. Yep. So, like, things like that you can catch on
sale. We didn't get
that
in the UK. We didn't get the XM4s, like the actual genuinely best headphones in the world on discount. We only got the XM3s. It was ridiculous. Oh. This is the kind of thing that upsets me. I mean, I'm very used to upset at the moment.
One of the things I do like about Amazon Prime Day and it, but to be honest, it's not directly about Amazon Prime Day, is that it does encourage competition by the rest of the like online retail world. So I think you find a lot of decent ideas or deals, sorry, coming from other parts of the web. So for me, for instance, yesterday, there was some sort of rival eBay discount code that I'm not sure if it was across everything on eBay. I wasn't paying too much attention. But like selected items across eBay meant that, yeah, you can knock 25% off, and it's stacked with other discount codes as well. So I was able to get like a world-class mattress in preparation for a potential house move I'm making, which would have normally cost like £800 for £212 yesterday.
What?
Like,
which one was it?
It is the Eve original hybrid. Oh. So like a fancy one, you know? And like, okay, disclaimer, it was refurbished, but...
Wait, how do you refurbish a mattress, Gerald? So
I could read it directly from Eve's FAQ, but I won't. But I think they strip the top layer off, they fumigate it, sprinkle fairy dust on it, and then they repackage it. But these guys, they can only sell them so long as they haven't been slept on for longer than 100 days. So I'm just hoping I had some guy who was just like, oh, I didn't like that, for 9 hours and sent it back the next day.
You say that, but it's like, well, it's one of those things that in reality, it's not like when people sleep on a mattress, it gets spiky.
Yeah,
you would
exactly.
You would honestly never know the difference. Yeah. It's like my thing about licking heads in pubs for free meals. We've been through it before on the podcast. It's a fair thing.
Wait, what?
That's news to me.
I swear to God, I'm sure we've talked about this. We definitely have. The idea of like, for a free meal, would you lick a man's head?
Oh, because yeah. If you find a hair.
Let's not go through it again. The producers will get annoyed. But I think I've got no problem with something that genuinely doesn't change your life apart from in your mind.
Yeah. And like the thing is, like, you sleep in hotel mattresses
exactly.
that have been slept on by thousands of people.
And some of those have done some shady shit.
Yeah. I live in a rented property with a landlord who part furnished a place that came with like a bed and a mattress. Who knows what happened on this murder mattress before I was there, but
sexy
like
times.
But it definitely hasn't been fumigated and refurbished by Eve. Other mattress suppliers do exist.
Seriously, other mattress suppliers do exist. Gerald just happened to have bought this. It sounded tutorial. I feel like we've got too serious on Prime Day so far. So what I've done is I've set up a game in three parts.
Ooh.
Which is weird things found on Amazon, and I want you to just guess if they're higher or lower in price. So the old higher or lower game, I'm going to bring it in three parts. The first one, it's only 27 I've got. It's going to be 7, 10, 10. I want to see if you can outscore each other each time. So we're going to start you both together on this one. You can be a joint. And the next two, you're going to have to be worked separately, okay?
So the rules of the game, was this more expensive or less expensive during Prime Day?
Well, these were just things. No, it's not. These are just things that were on sale on Prime Day and they were weird. And I want you to guess the next one-to-one next to each other, was it more expensive or less expensive than the last one I
okay.
mentioned?
Right, gotcha.
So starting off with a weird, adorable, chubby blob seal plush pillow.
Right.
In a range of sizes from small to large. That was $39.99.
Okay.
Before the discount, but $10 off. So it turned out to be $36 in the end. $37 okay. in the end. Right. So is a yodeling pickle that will quite literally yodel on command more expensive or less expensive than the plushie?
Oh, God. I'm going to go with more.
I'm going to go with more as well.
It's less.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a yodeling pickle. And unfortunately, the price has just changed in front of me because it's gone into pounds because I'm in the UK. It's $12.25.
Wow. That is cheap for a yodeling pickle.
Yeah, that's one wrong.
It must have been a very low quality yodeling pickle.
No, it's not like the kind of the original ones from the 60s, you know, they made a lot of them. Yeah.
It's not a vintage wood. Yodeling pickle.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Wood made ones. Okay, so is a tortilla inspired blanket that turns you into a cozy couch burrito. I've seen these before. Like, it's a blanket that looks like a burrito covering, which makes you feel a bit sick. More expensive or less expensive?
That's got to be more.
Less expensive than the pickle?
Yeah.
No, that's got to be more.
Wrong, it's cheaper. It's $11.39
for
a blanket.
I know, so two for two, you're wrong. Okay, let's go straight into the next
Great
one.
Great bargains.
Yeah, I don't know how to explain this one. It's the name is a human body replica.
What? What?
A squishy human body replica, which I'll be honest is actually more like a child's toy. That's a smaller version of it, and you can poke things like the intestines, pull them out with some tweezers and muscles and everything.
This sounds great. Send me a link for this.
Around it. Yeah, okay, I will do. Yeah, it's on Amazon. We should, have done this for Prime Day. Whole different thing. Is that more expensive or less expensive than the $11.39?
I'm going to say more expensive because it sounds great. I'd pay more than $11 for that.
I'm going to say less.
It is
$17.49. Yeah, yeah.
So you're both working together. So I'm going to give that to you both. But you're supposed to be working together, right?
Oh, okay.
These are novelty squirrel finger puppets. Basically, you got one of your fingers is a squirrel head, on the other four fingers or three fingers and one thumb are squirrel hands, and you turn your whole hand into a squirrel.
Love it.
Is that more expensive or less expensive than the squishy
human
body?
Where the hell did you find this stuff?
Mashable did a weird roundup of them. I'm going straight through it.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm going to say less expensive, but I wish it was more.
You agree, Sherry?
I too am going to say less expensive.
First one, second one, right. $5.99 for that.
Nice.
Next up, not sure I agree with this one. The official bullshit button that they say will make your co-workers howl with laughter come Monday morning. First of all, we're not in an office. None of us are. Secondly, something going bullshit is not funny. It's funny once and then annoying afterwards. Is that more expensive or less expensive than $5.99?
It is a war of attrition, though, isn't it? Because as you know from my brand of humour, Gareth, is that it would eventually become more funny again. Once you've pushed through the unfunny part, the funny would kick back in.
Okay, is that more expensive or less expensive than $5.99 of the squirrel fingers?
I'm going to say more expensive.
Three in a row. Well done, team. Now, this is the last one of this round, so we need to be quick with these.
How much was that?
$11.49 the offer. It was $11.49.
Bargain.
And the final one, this isn't weird again. If you've seen this, it's kind of this weird-looking putty that you can roll over keyboards or like car dashboards or anything.
Yeah.
It just absorbs all the dust. Quite useful, actually.
I call it scum gum.
Scum gum. Is that cheaper or more expensive than the bullshit button?
I'm going to say the scum gum is more expensive.
I guess I've got to agree.
Wrong. It's $5.59. You guys are idiots.
I'd pay whatever they ask for scum gum.
Ew.
Let's not do that. Gerald, tell us about your day off. What was it like seeing Prime Day from the distance? Did you check it?
No, I really didn't, actually. And that's not to say it was a conscious effort to like avoid it, because you know I'm always on the lookout for a bargain. But
mattress.
But you know, you're on Twitter during the day, you're on Facebook during the day, you're on WhatsApp. I had no communication from anyone in my like sort of social circle that said, "Oh crap, you better get on this. This is a great bargain." You know,
dishwasher tablets that are 40% off.
No dishwasher tablets. But I think that says quite a lot. I think I don't think if there's not like a buzz among your peers. And my peers are, you know, relatively tech-savvy people as well. And, you know, some and with a variety of different sort of lifestyles, right? Some are parents, some are, you know, fitness fanatics, whatever. There could have been anything pop up there. But no one was talking about it.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
I was gutted. It was such a shame. I was really looking forward to having a long, in-depth chat about the economics of Prime Day on my birthday, and it just didn't happen.
So, Cherie, what did you do over the weekend in preparation? Talk about something else. Come on. Can you tell me I haven't got a running order set up for this? Did it come across?
What did I do? What did I do? Oh, I drank. I watched Hell in a Cell. I made smothered turkey wings. And my seven cheese mac and cheese with bacon and wild herbs and mushrooms and spicy collard greens.
Sounds good.
Wow, the smothered turkey wings. Is this part of your magic learning to cook everything game?
No, I just like that's just some southern stuff. Like even though I am from Jersey, my mother's side of the family is from South Carolina, and my father's side is from North Carolina. So it's just a whole lot of cackalacky. So, yeah.
Does that just make you Carolina, if you balance it off?
Pretty much. It's just Carolina. But, yeah. So, just some soul food cooking.
Oh, that's nice. And, Gerald, did you drink the wine at the vineyard?
I did. It was very nice. May I recommend the Surrey Gold?
No, you may not. You must stop recommending things on this podcast.
I did a lot of dark and stormies over the weekend.
That's the cocktail, right?
Yes.
Good. I'll check it wasn't a euphemism.
I ate a lot of sausages, and may I also recommend them, and I will recommend sausages.
What, are you just recommending sausages?
Just in case anyone's never had a sausage. And these could have been any brand, so, you know, just generally the sausage market. Can I recommend the sausage market?
Yes.
And I wished my dad happy Father's Day because that Sunday was Father's Day.
I really wish someone could tell me, and I probably could just Google it, why is Mother's Day different in the UK and the US, but Father's Day is the same?
Oh, I did not know that.
You know it in the UK because you get, you know, about 4 or 5 emails that scare the shit out of you come May or whenever it is in America because you're like, it's Mother's Day. Oh my God, no. Oh wait, no, I've done that. And it happens every year.
So when's Mother's Day in the UK?
March.
When?
A good distance from Father's Day to show different love for different parents.
I'm going to guess that Mother's Day around the world was founded naturally by a joint collective love of mothers, whereas Father's Day was later down the line where we commercialized it, you know, and made it like a fad. And then it was better to have a united, pointed day around the globe for all brands to converge upon and milk us like Christmas.
I bought my dad's father and stepdad their Father's Day presents well in advance for the first time in my life, and I was so effing proud of myself, and then just forgot to send them till the very last minute. So it's essentially the exact same situation. Did the whole rush postage extra cost again as usual, because I forget about it. I'm like, the very last minute, run to the post office, buy a post box, spend far more money than I need to, dash off a card because, you know, why not. Really do love my parents, just to be clear, but that's always fun. Well done me again. I feel like just the planning. Right, let's have the second round of this Weird and Wonderful game, because I really want you to see the next ones. Because the first one is Handapants.
Oh.
What?
I'm going to keep you working together for this. It's way
what?
More fun.
What?
Handapants. They're underwear for your hands. They're basically gloves that look like pants.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, wait, underwear for your hands are just gloves, aren't they?
This is why we can't have nice things. This is why we will go into the great beyond, not as a triumphant yell, but just a measly whimper. Because what? How much is it?
So I'm looking at the pictures, and these were just, I mean, these are the starting points. They're $13. Look at the pictures. There's just two hands. I'm not going to show you. There's just two hands wearing underpants. And they're fingerless as well. So it looks like, you know, like imagine if you were wearing underpants, but you had 5 legs. That's how it looked like.
So $13 and you don't even get full gloves.
Yeah. Well, but the thing is, you don't get, they're not long johns. Like, they're not long johns that you wear.
Hand johns.
So spats for glove for hands?
Yeah. Well, no. Wait, no. What? No. I don't know. But they're pictures. There's a picture of them. You can hold a drill. You can hold you can hold an iPhone 3, it looks like, or an iPhone 4, possibly. You can ride a motorbike. You can cut an apple, or you can type while doing them at the same time. Anyway, so that's the Handapants covered, and they are weird. They were $13. The next one is, okay, we all know this one. It's the novelty pen holder made for true crime aficionados. It's the one where you just stick a pen in a dead man, like a little red dead man.
Voodoo guy.
No, it's just like, it looks like it's you put your pencil in it and it just sits there, so it just holds it, but it's like goes in a hole in his chest, so it looks like you stabbed him,
right?
And he's dead. He's like, oh my God, I'm dead. Is that more expensive or less expensive than $13?
I don't condone violence, so I'm going to hope that it's less than $13.
Yeah, I'll go for less.
Yep, $11.
Violence never pays.
Exactly. Right, the next one, I think you would want this actually. The glow in the dark fleece blanket. So it's basically like for astronomy lovers. So it's got moons and it's got planets and it's got stars on it.
Or cold ravers.
Cold ravers, exactly, yeah. Glows in the dark. It looks quite comfy. More expensive or less expensive than $11?
I'm going to say more expensive.
More.
Ravers hate the cold.
$24. Okay. Yeah. Inexplicably, I don't know if this is Mash getting excited, but giant inflatable pickle.
Wait.
Any reason for it?
Does it yodel?
Nope, just giant and inflatable.
Is it vintage?
No, it's plastic blow up.
How big is it?
Great question. It looks quite big.
Looks might be deceiving.
It looks like hold it and bash people with it.
We've all tried to bash people with a handheld pickle, haven't we?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go with less.
Gerald?
Less.
Yeah, $5.55.
To be fair, the pickle deals have been very good.
That means, yeah, I mean, we haven't even got to how much a pickle would be to buy. I don't have anything to give you for that.
We'll have to figure that out at the end, like a jar of pickles.
Yeah. Imagine if we did like full analysis of the whole lot and we found out that pickles by far were the cheapest item at Prime Day. Anyway, I saw these ones on PC Gamer last night in the slow, tired funk. And it is earbuds that hook around your ears and make you look like Dobby the Elf from Harry Potter. And they look weirdly skin-like.
Oh, God. More.
They're also headphones, right?
Yeah, earbuds, yeah.
More.
Yeah. Oh, I'd pay a lot for them, yeah.
How much would you pay for them, Gerald?
I would pay upwards of $5.
They're usually on for $16, but they're down to just $11. So you are still right to be above. Mm. That's 4 for 4. Well done. Well done, chaps and chapesses. The next one's quite weird. Like monster. I'm just explaining to you. Like monster eyes go like that with little eyes on the end.
So like stalks, like a crab's eyes.
Yeah, but you use them for salad serving, so it makes your salad look like a little monster. They're very cute.
And they're a fork.
No, they're like big forks, you know, to put the salad servers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could be, I can't see the bottom of them, so I'm assuming there's a fork. Are they more expensive or less expensive than $11?
What are they made out of?
Looks like plastic.
I'm going to say less.
Less.
Wrong.
Oh.
Ugh.
$15.30. Right, let's keep moving. Bacon-flavored lip balm. That's all you got. Ooh. All you're going to get.
More.
More than $15.30.
More than $15.30.
Well, wait, is it one
one bacon lip balm, that's all you're getting.
Less.
Is it smaller or bigger than a pickle?
Great question. Smaller.
Okay, less then.
Yeah. It's $6.99, well done. The next one isn't weird, 'cause it was a toilet LED light that turns your bathroom into a party. It's one of those lights that motion sensitive will change the colour of your toilet bowl when in nighttime. I'm not going to have that because I nearly went and bought one just now because I really need it because our bathroom light wakes me up.
I like those things. That's the whole point. It's like you can kind of stay in that semi-sleep state, do your business, and go back to sleep.
So wait, so it's, where does it go?
It goes inside the toilet bowl.
So you illuminate your poop.
It's more for when you're, instead of putting on the harsh light of the bathroom,
a horrible harsh light,
like you can partners. You can just go, like, it's like a night light, so you know it's gentle lighting, you know, you can stay in that semi sleep consciousness, do what you need to do, go back to bed without waking up fully.
But surely once you sit on the bowl to, you know, relieve oneself, you lose that light, right?
Yes. Well, I mean, you can't see it unless you're transparent.
So I think that only really sounds like someone who really wants to take a good long look at the poo afterwards.
Yeah, right? But Joe, actual light allows you to do that still. So you can do that in any situation.
But then you can at least pretend that you've got the light on for some other means. But if you've just got a light that illuminates your toilet bowl...
No, it illuminates so you can see it in the dark.
Gareth, I'll level with you. I know you want one, but it's a bit fetishy, isn't it? Let's be real here.
It is not. And also, just for the side part of this, is like the light always goes on in our bathroom. I don't need it. Like, I know where the toilet is. I can do it in the dark.
Ah, but do you know where your...
Have a sit down.
Do you know where your butt is?
I feel like this is a boon for women because y'all just don't like putting the seat down. We have to constantly like scream a berate at y'all until we train you to get that, like, put the seat down.
Why can't you just put the seat down? I mean, just to be clear, I don't have a problem with that. I'm quite happy to put it up and down. It's fine.
Why would you leave it up? If all my functions have to leave the seat down and one of yours has to leave the seat down, put the seat down when you're done.
I do.
But what if one of
us... seat down! No arguments! Jesus!
Anyway, I still completely agree it's a good thing to have. I think, you know, seeing it at night time, a soft glow that gets you there, rather than accidentally banging into anything, it's a good idea.
If night vision for your poop is your kink, don't let me stop you.
Stop it! Why? Why do you have to describe it that way? What was the price? What's the price that we're comparing it against the bacon lipstick?
Oh, I mean, if we're going to go for it, fine. The bacon lipstick was $3.95.
I'm going to say you'll pay more to see your poop in the dark.
It's more.
Yep. See your poop in the dark is an oxymoron. Carry on. It is $7.99. So yes, it is slightly more expensive.
It's quite cheap, actually. Maybe I will get one.
Exactly, right? You can get... Yeah, anyway, I'm not going down that because I nearly bought one just now. A Tiger King jigsaw puzzle.
As how in many pieces? Joe Exotic?
Yep. Holding, cuddling a tiger. And it's got the words, I saw a tiger and tiger saw a man. And that is that more expensive or less expensive than more. Wherever it was?
Yeah, I guess I'll go more, but I kind of wish $1 it wasn't.
I'm sad. I'm sad that it's more, but yeah. More.
$8.99, $1 more. Right, two more to go. The Star Wars thumb wrestling kit. It's a thumb wrestling kit that's thematically Star Wars.
I'm going to say more Star Wars, right?
Wait, Star what? Wars. A Star Wars what kit?
Thumb wrestling.
Oh, imagine that you could set Darth Vader on the underpants hand and see who'd win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with more. We're only at $8. Start that brand, yeah. That licensing. You gotta be worth something.
Yep, $11.72. And the final one. And I'm gonna send you the picture afterwards. I wonder if I can send you the picture now, without you actually seeing the price of this. There it is. Right, hang on. I know this is very much not an audio feature right now of me looking around, but I really want you to see this picture, and then you, because it's basically for a back scratcher.
Where are we looking, Gareth?
I'm trying to save it. Here we are. Copy image. This is the beauty about being on the internet when you're doing this, right? Talk amongst yourself, listeners. It's fun. Right, there you are. Look at that image.
Okay.
This is
should I describe this? Oh, what?
That is a fancy back scratcher. Back scratcher.
I think what we're not paying attention to, there are a few issues here, right? The size of those back scratchers, unless they're back scratchers for ants, aren't going to fit in the gift box being given to the grandmother.
So just to be clear,
the picture here.
Just to describe people, it's a square image, and there's a girl who I'd imagine what maybe early teens.
I'd say deceptively old.
Yeah, cuddling her grandmother from behind, assuming grandmother, of course. And it's a red box with a bow on it, and she's got her arms clasped around her, and her grandmother's pursing her lips in a very excited ooh fashion. Like, what's this going to be? And we, as the viewers, all know it's going to be a pack of four back scratchers.
Except they will never fit in that box,
right? They'll never fit in that box. It's way too small, unless they're tiny. They do look extendable.
Maybe that's
they
it.
Are extendable.
I still feel, even though some grandparents are very, you know, very grateful for any present, that grandmother still be like, what? Pack of what?
Maybe she has psoriasis.
Even still, I'd be like, I feel like it still wouldn't get the ooh. I'd be like,
or maybe,
ooh, oh.
Maybe she has a very tiny Zen garden that she's going to use to do those sort of swirling sand patterns with the scratcher.
Get her a shit rake for the Zen garden she really cares about. Here, Grandma, here's a shit rake. Okay, final one. More expensive, less expensive. What do you reckon?
I'm going to, what were we up to, 11 something?
$11.72 for the Star Wars thumb wrestlers.
Because it's a four pack, and because Nan looks very excited, I'm going to go higher.
I agree.
$7.07.
Oh.
Can you imagine going that cheap? Not only getting your Nan a shit present, but then cheaping out with a $7.
And 7 cents.
Gift. $7.07. Is that all? Yeah, is that all we think for our past generations? They deserve better.
Yeah.
Also, bit out of order, really, to use that picture of Nan to help advertise the back scratcher and let the whole world know that she's your itchy Nan. You know, she well, might not
I,
want
I
to
feel,
be.
I feel like we all have itchy backs, Gerald. I feel like anyone would benefit from a back scratcher.
Yeah, but would you want to be like associated with, Gareth, that guy can itch?
Are you one of these people that uses the word itch as a verb, as in you itch yourself? Because that really annoys
no,
me.
No, I scratch myself.
I scratch myself.
Of course you do.
Well, yeah, but what I mean is you itch.
Yeah, one itch. Itches, yes.
Yeah, itch happens to you.
I'm going to ask every listener right now to just turn around and just rub their back a bit, have a little scratch, and not feel a bit satisfied. I challenge you. Go on, Gerald. Scratch your back.
What?
Right now, in front of me. Just have a scratch. Not part of it is going to be like, oh, that's nice.
I'm saving it for a post-podcast treat.
Oh yeah, God. Your Nan's coming round.
Nan's coming round. She's bringing me scratcher. She's put it in a tiny matchbox, and I'm going to extend it to its full length and girth, and properly give me back a scratch.
The girth doesn't extend, Gerald. It doesn't get wider.
It extends in Nan's hands.
Oh.
No.
I didn't need that image.
Before we go, quickly, Cherie, Windows 11. That's on its way, isn't it? We actually should probably talk about actual tech. Are you excited about it?
I'm excited to see what it's going to do. Like I did not expect Windows 11 to actually be a thing. I thought they were just going to start calling it Windows or what have you. Like basically adopt what Mac does. Like yeah, it's all Mac OS, but it'll be Big Sur or it'll be this or that. But so I was not expecting Windows 11. We are going to have articles on you know, the preview beta and stuff like that and everything that you can expect for it. But I am excited to see what it's going to serve up this time. I am a little sad that we are getting the that half measure that was supposed to be for dual screens. Like, they kind of just was like, all right, we're not going to talk about that anymore. It kept it moving. But, you know, a new OS is always something to get excited for unless it's Vista.
But I like the fact that it's such a troll when Microsoft were like, we're not going above 10. This is it. We've hit it, top 10, and we're moving out. One of our writers got an email from a reader that was just titled "Stupidity," and to one of our female writers, but starts it off, bro. Why did you put a Windows 11 on the news article? Windows 11 won't come out. Microsoft said they would give big updates to Windows 10 instead of making a new Windows every couple of years. Laughing emoji, no punctuation. Just it's nice when people email in just. Because they're that annoyed.
Stupid, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Stupidity, bro. But if it is Windows 11, well, let's see what happens. Right, well, look, I'm going to call it on the noise-canceling podcast for this week because I want to make sure Cherie goes to bed.
Yes.
Are you due to bed soon?
No. This is the start of the day. So, like, I have to weather the storm for eight or so more hours.
Direct some more traffic.
Indeed.
White gloves.
Scratch that itch. Scratch that itch and watch that poop.
Nice.
Cherie, how can people get in contact with you?
This got surprisingly Dadaist, and I just don't know where to go with it. But you know, as I come out of the Prime Day haze, you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Miss Smith 11. That is M-I-S-S Smith 11. That is 3 S's, not 2, not 4, but 3. And if you want to see what I am writing or my wonderful, beautiful, talented staff as we cover everything from laptops, tablets, headphones, VR headsets, routers, and everything in between, absolutely go to Laptop Mag and check us out. And as always, laptop then, laptop now, laptop forever!
I really hoped you wouldn't scream at this one because I'm like, we're very tired.
You can find me at GG, that's GEEGEE Midnight at Twitter, where I will be opening my new pickle store very soon.
Say it.
But, well, yeah, sorry, I'm adding in my notice, Gareth. Pickle life. Pickle life.
Pickle life chose you.
Pickle life chose me.
Well, you can also just subscribe to Tech Radar on all the socials, blah, 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 same as ever. I'm Super Beeb if you wanted to see me sporadically tweet. It's always fun. Please do subscribe to the Noise Cancelling Podcast. Please do leave us a review wherever you can. Or give us just 5 stars if that's an option too, because that means more people can see it and it'll make our lives much better. Thank you very much to Cherie and Gerald for joining us on this sleepy, fog-filled, post-hazy podcast. It was episode 17. Next week we'll theoretically be episode 71, but who knows? And we will speak to you all then. Bye.
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 That was weird. Like, the back scratcher thing, that's just weird.